soldiers, run, 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 baby.
This is a tremendous performance by Luca Jones. Really good. That's the quickest one so far. 101.72. That is the real Luca Jones we saw there.
But it's the New Zealander fighting off Lazzo from Hungary.
Well, there's no doubt about the winner. Gold is going to go to the American and Chase Kalis. But look at the battle behind him. Six in a line for silver.
Oh, the goalkeeper's messed that up. And it's rolled in. Horrendous from Wood. That is two Honduras goals and two howlers from Michael Wood, the Kiwi keeper.
The Monday Morning Commentary Box with Aramex New Zealand. It's delivery unlimited.
Yes, indeed. Andrew Savilgo, Havel to both with us. Fellas, morning to you.
Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Now, what are you enjoying? Andrew, start with you. What are you enjoying so far?
I enjoyed that Ollie White's game, the football game the other night against Korea. Didn't enjoy last night. They should have had that game in the bag and they'd be through to the knockout stages. So I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed the hockey. Yes, some of the sports without fans just don't work. But generally, I think some of the sports, Mike, haven't missed that atmosphere.
I was saying earlier on, the rowing, you watch rowing, whether there's a crowd, you don't know whether there's a crowd or not. You wouldn't have the slightest idea. Yep. Road cycling, you don't know, don't care. I watched some of the skateboarding, watched some of the tennis. You miss the crowd. Beautiful looking stadiums, never to be filled.
Gymnastics, No fans. That takes away a lot of that atmosphere. I was surprised at the road cycling. There were actually quite a lot of locals on the side of the road. So, and then at the swimming, you've got teammates watching other teammates swim, so that creates a little bit of an atmosphere. So not too bad, really.
Yeah. What do you make of it so far, Guy? I've enjoyed your reporting, by the way. You're handling the heat well. You're not too shiny. Small tip, but just if you could keep the shorts in the wardrobe, mate, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is all a bit rich, isn't it? Stones and glass houses and that sort of thing. Thank you for the one compliment you did give me. I appreciate that. What have I made of it? Well, last night, Sav brought up the gymnastics. I went to live gymnastics for the first time in my life, and what do you know, the first time I've ever seen it, I watched Simone Biles.
Wow.
And it was just the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen live. How on earth they jump so high from, you know, no springboard or anything like that when they're doing the floor routine, how they can do whatever it is, flips or whatever, you know, I know technically nothing about the sport, but when they do flips on a beam and all that sort of thing, swinging themselves on these bars, it was just the most ridiculously impressive thing I've ever seen in my life, that they can fling their bodies around like they do. And she was a cut above from the rest. She jumped higher, she was twisting just insanely fast. And yeah, as I say, that for me so far has been the highlight. I've been fortunate enough to be at the rowing a few days, and that's been great as well. The best of the Kiwi boats is still to come in terms of their semi-finals, etc. So yeah, I've had a ball. It is hard to keep across everything when you're over here and you don't really have all the channels that you have back home. But
It's a very good point, actually.
There must have been a distraction with Guy in his shorts at the gymnastics, because didn't Simone Biles, didn't she make a couple of errors, Guy, and the US team only finished second, was it? Was that correct?
She did, actually. Yeah. But, as I say, I don't know a lot. I believe it's the prelim round, so they finish second and they still go through.
They qualify.
Yeah,
right.
She did. And the two times, because as you said before, there's no crowd, you could hear every time exactly what she was saying. And the first time she made a mistake, she walked off going, "Oh, my God, that was so bad." And then the second time when she made a mistake, all she said was, "Oh, wow." Oh. And then, you know, you heard every word, and even that was just an insane thought at the time.
Just a little quick on the rowing, Guy, what's your estimation of our overall performance at the end of this thing? In other words, Olympics to Olympics, are we going to be okay, or are we lacking a bit this time around?
No, I don't think we're lacking. I think the boats that haven't made it through are the ones that weren't expected to. So the women's quad was always going to struggle. Jordan Perry, I think he was never really a medal chance. The men's double, I probably thought was going to go a little bit better than they did, but still tough ask to win a medal. The women's eight, the women's pair, and the women's double are the ones that were all favoured heading into this regatta, and they're all still there. The men's eight are a chance of a medal as well. They're still there. And Emma Twigg, going for her first medal, has been mightily impressive so far in the women's single, and is probably now the favourite for gold. And so, you know, you've got three probably four medals there in the rowing, so it's all coming a bit late.
Okay. But, Sam, what are your thoughts, having watched, you presumably did the same thing I did this weekend, was just shuffle around, get a feel for it. Skateboarding, surfing, I mean, I'm struggling. It's not right.
No, I don't mind, mate, surprise, I don't mind watching some of the X Games of the skateboarding, because some of those men and women are, and youngsters are freaks in their chosen sport, Mike. But not at the Olympics. The surfing, mate, what would a surfer rather win? The Pipeline Masters 100%. Or an Olympic gold, exactly. Olympic gold on flat water? I know what they'd rather win.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, isn't it? We were saying it earlier on in the program. I mean, you can't avoid it in all sports, but part of what the Olympics is not guesswork. I mean, I'm watching that skateboarding. They're falling off the handrails. They're collapsing onto the concrete, getting an 8.90, and I don't know what the hell they've done. And the surfing's the same. They've got no surf. They're doing one trick per turn. You're thinking, this is not the Olympics. Crossing the line, breaking the record, that's the Olympics.
Gymnastics comes down to judging, like figure skating in the Winter Olympics. So gymnastics definitely belongs there. I think they need to take a step back. They won't, because there's too much money involved, right? When you're watching, you know in your gut that you are not watching the best soccer players in the world, exactly. best footballers. You're not watching the best basketballers in the world, because the NBA has just finished and none of those guys have turned up, really. So if a sport can't attract the best in the world, then it doesn't belong there.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Brief break, more in a moment from the Olympics. Guy Havelt in Japan. Andrew Saville with us as well. 13 past.
The Monday Morning Commentary Box with Aramex New Zealand, the reliable franchise delivery network.
Andrew Saville with us, along with Guy Havelt in Japan. Guy, the protocol so far as you're concerned, moving about, social distancing, masks, tests, spitting, all of that, it seems to be working.
I think I said this last week when you were here. I haven't felt unsafe at all the whole time I've been here. There is the odd case popping up, but I think now that the sport started, everyone's kind of forgetting that. Unless there's a huge outbreak in the village, I don't think we'll probably hear much about it anymore, unless, of course, there's a Kiwi as well who tests positive. But, I think they've done pretty well on the whole in terms of what they could possibly do for these Olympics. It's a shame there's no crowd, but that had to be done. Social distancing, you get the odd person from a country that maybe doesn't care about COVID as much as other countries, or hasn't taken it as seriously as other countries, who hangs around you maybe a little bit close, but you give them a bit of a word and they move away, or they slide their mask up their face or whatever. Mm. But yeah, overall, it's been pretty good. And as I say, feel very comfortable over here.
And isn't it interesting, Andrew, when you look at other sports around the world at the moment? I mean, you saw the Lions tour over the weekend. Nobody's there. Now we've got the Bledisloe. What are we going to do about the Bledisloe? Maybe go to anywhere but New South Wales, presumably.
Yeah, I think the Eden Park test will happen at the end of next week, and then the Wallabies might well stay here. Mm-hmm. The two teams were scheduled to go to Perth. They'll stay here, play another game, then go to Oz, and I'd imagine the All Blacks might even try to play Argentina a couple of times in August/September, wait for the bubble to reopen, then come home.
Because you want to go where the crowds are. If you can go where the crowds are, and most of us, so by the end of this week, all of Australia is going to be fine bar New South Wales. So you go where the money is.
Well, my understanding is they've already sold 60,000 tickets for that Perth test. So that's got to happen, right, for the coppers.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. And I was watching the NBA, you see, last week with the Bucks and the Suns and stuff. And, I mean, the full crowds. And, I mean, one thing we've learned out of sport is if a crowd's an integral part of sport in the sport, and it's just everything, isn't it?
Well, the NBA finals thankfully had crowds, because those fans make that. The football, you'd hope the Premier League, or you'd imagine now in England, when their Premier League restarts in a few weeks, they'll have full houses, won't they?
Yeah, they will. Well, they're having this argument over a vaccine passport, and you can only get in if you've got vaccinated, so that'll, I suppose, encourage people to get vaccinated. But what about our call, Sav, about the Rugby League World Cup? And, I mean, why aren't we part of that?
I heard some various reasons why over the weekend. There's the COVID reason that's been used. I don't know if that's entirely 100%.
But this is in Britain, isn't it?
There is some talk that the NRL might have put its foot down, saying the players need 2 months off so they can't go to the Rugby League World Cup. I'm not sure about that. Mm. It's very odd. It's very odd.
Yeah, I would have thought that you'd be doing everything possible to get every tournament underway. Now, Guy, let me ask you this. This is the other thing I'm fascinated with. Distance-wise, is it a problem if you want to go, like, you go to the gymnastics, to the rowing, to the skateboarding, to the tennis? Can you do it, or is it too far apart?
No, it's not too far apart, but it is difficult because of COVID. You have to book what event you want to go to the day before. So if you haven't booked that event, say I think it's 4 o'clock is the cutoff the day before the event, then you can't just rock up. And if you don't turn up to an event, then you essentially get a yellow card next to your name. So you don't want to be going and booking everything willy-nilly and then not turning up the next day. And as I say, if you haven't booked it, then your chances of getting in are about 5%. So that's where the tricky part comes in terms of being able to go to all sorts of events and see everything. But in terms of where they are, tennis, BMX, gymnastics, what else, beach volleyball, rowing, are all within, you know, a couple of kilometres of each other. So it's all very, very close. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Good. Hey, Seb,
just on the no crowd thing quickly, I was at the opening ceremony. And that's something that needs a crowd. For an hour and a half to 2 hours, you've got the countries all being welcomed in, and there's no cheering for them or anything. It was bizarre. It was so bizarre.
Mind you, those drones, the drones that made the world.
Remarkable. Gee, wasn't that?
That's as good as it gets.
Remarkable. Yeah, yeah.
That's Japanese technology at its finest.
Yeah, overall, Mike, you just think that no other country could have hosted these Olympics in this sort of situation other than Japan, with its strict culture, with its organisational skills. You would assume from here on in it'll go off without a major hitch.
I think we're done. Fingers I think crossed. We're out the other side now. And I think you're 100% right, and it's a model for not freaking out. And despite what I said about it not being held, I mean, I still argue that, you know, you probably would have had most of the world on site. But you know, you can do it. And they are living, breathing proof that it can be done.
Yeah,
Just looking forward to that Pinot Noir when I'm in MIQ from your mic for winning that bet, mate.
Don't you?
What about the McTeriyaki burger count? What are we up to? McTeriyaki chicken burger count.
I've had two, and you were dead right before you left. They are one of the greatest things that have ever been invented in terms of fast food.
I thought you were joking. So you can get a McTeriyaki burger.
It's so good.
Chicken or beef, I think. Good. Yeah.
What's in them, Guy?
It's essentially a McChicken, except instead of the mayonnaise, the teriyaki sauce, and it's so good.
Mind you, Tokyo's very expensive. What are you paying for one of those?
No, that's cheap as chips. It's about $6 for a combo.
For a combo? Jeez. Is that like subsidised for the Olympic Games or something? Every time I've been to Tokyo, it's been inhibited.
Yeah, I really don't know, but I was quite surprised. It hasn't sucked me in as much as I thought it might have, though, considering the prices.
Okay. Well, the old TVNZ stipend will be covering all of that and more, I would imagine, though, Guy.
Here we go.
Nice to see you guys. Andrew Saville, Guy Havell for another week. It's 8:22.